Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Castle Football Show. It is week six, and the Knights are coming off a hard-fought Southern Indiana Athletic Conference road win at Vincennes last Friday night, 17-7. They'll be at home taking on the Wrights Panthers Friday night. We'll come back. We'll visit with Coach Hurt. We'll talk about that win against Vincennes that propelled the Knights to a 4-1 mark. And, of course, this week's game with the Panthers. All that coming up as part of the Castle Football Show right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
Tired of paying dealer prices for your car or truck repairs? Bring your car to Menke's Auto, a local business that offers a free 66-point inspection and free loader cars. Menke's ASC certified technicians will go over the car from top to bottom. Call Menke's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment, or check them out on the web at menkesauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Menke's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh. Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have four self-service bays and two touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Back here on the Castle Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon, head coach Doug Hurt joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Dan. How about yourself?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad at all. Well, we went into this game last week, you guys did, knowing that it was going to be a very, very physical football game and not an easy place up there at Inman Field to play. You guys are up 14-0 at the half, win at 17-7. Just overall thoughts before we talk about some of the specifics of the game.
Well, I think anytime you go to Inman Field and play Vincennes, I mean, that is a tough, maybe my least favorite in the SIAC, and it's going away, probably not going to happen for a long time, if ever, again. But I feel like going up there, it's like a trip into the Twilight Zone, and, it's just a hostile crowd, hostile environment. It's almost different. It's got kind of a small feel to it. We've gone up there, and, we've lost two Pritchards now. Evan 2 years ago, or 4 years ago, and now Austin, to big time injuries. And so, that puts a little bit of a cloud, on things. We've always come out injured and to their credit that they play physical, but fortunate to get the win. And I think anytime you go get an SIAC road win, particularly at one of the tougher teams in the conference, in my estimation, I think you got to kind of find some positive out of it. Obviously, we're all coaches and we want to improve and get better, and you're going to look at the second half and be a little frustrated that we didn't play a little bit better on both sides of the ball in the second half. But at the same time, you get a win, you move on, and the Knights are 4-1. And I think, you know, if somebody would have told me after week one that we would be 4-1, I would have taken that in a heartbeat.
All right. Well, I mean, offensively, none of the statistics really jump out at you. I mean, it was a game, you know, plenty of turnovers on both sides of the football. But what maybe Vincennes defensively to hold Castle to just, well, I mean, basically just one touchdown. You got a field goal, then you got a pick six in that ball game. So what was it that Vincennes defensively did that game, other than your turnovers, Doug, that really kind of kept the score where it was?
Well, I think the cascading effect of having some guys injured is a little bit glaring right now, and not from a standpoint of we're getting run over or mauled, but you know, communication, particularly amongst the offensive line, getting things designated properly, getting on the right guys. You know, we had a myriad of penalties in that second half, motion penalties offensively, holding penalties offensively, that were drive killers. You know, so you start, you know, you're first and 20 with a hold, you're first and 15 with a false start, then you end up, you know, buried at one point, third in a million. And, you know, it's hard to win football games when you do those things. And, you know, so those were some self-inflicted wounds. I think on the Vincennes side, you know, they played fast and they were flying around the field and, you know, pretty physical with us up front. And I think, you know, looking back at the game, we've got to find ways to get some fundamentals coached up a little bit better and just stay on guys and make sure that we have the right guys designated. They came out in an odd front, which we were not expecting. We had prepared for, but we're not expecting. We thought that they would play their typical four down front, and so that took a little bit of time to adjust to. So, you know, that's one of the things going forward is making sure that we, if we have a team that plays an even and an odd, a four down front, a three down front, that we're given due reps to each defense, you know, and that we're prepared and that the kids are used to the combinations up front and getting it sorted out so that we're not caught off guard. Because after all, they stole our high school kids, and you could work against a 3-4 all off season, and, you know, somebody jumps into it unexpectedly and you'd think it was like we were, you know, reteaching football. So that's the nature of the beast, and we've got to do a little bit better job as a coaching staff, making sure we're prepped up for multiple fronts in a game.
Well, defensively, Brody Farmer, I mean, it's a team game, but, boy, one-man wrecking crew. 23 tackles, 15 assists, 8 solos, 2.5 tackles for loss, a pick six in the ball game. He caused a fumble. Just a junior, he certainly had a night that he probably won't forget for a while.
Yeah, you forget that he had 2 tackles for loss and 2.5 sacks, you know, quarterback sacks. Which is a little, you know, for the Knights fans who are out there following Castle football, Mike linebacker getting sacks is not something you typically hear of or you know, would expect, given that we're a Tampa 2 zone team. You know, kind of evolving our identity a little bit. We've got some guys that can play some man coverage and brought some pressure the other night because we thought it was necessary, and it worked out well for us. And that's the thing about, you know, bringing pressure. It's feast or famine a lot of times. And so, you know, maybe in my old age I'm getting a little wilder, but at the same time, you know, as long as it's working, we'll continue to do those things. Played a good bit of man even when we didn't, you know, bring pressure. And that's kind of out of character for the Knights, but felt like it gave us an advantage. And so, you know, we're going to try to do what our kids can do and what it takes to win. And fortunately for us, you know, we played one of our best football games of the year defensively.
All right, we'll come back with more of this edition of the Castle Football Show right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees. plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime, and mouth-watering smoked barbecue dinners on Fridays. TF Ice Cream, a local tradition at the corner of Main and Walnut Streets in Boonville.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have four self-service bays and two touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's fresh made sandwiches on their fresh made bread using hand sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Back here on the Castle Football Show, Week 6. This segment, we are going to talk with senior defensive end Jared Buchanan. Jared, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing fine. Well, thanks so much for a few minutes of your time. I know it's been kind of a tough last few weeks for you. Your senior year, you want to be out there as much as you can, as often as you can, but you got hurt in the North game. You've been out the last couple of weeks and now come back this week against Wright. So just talk a little bit about the injury and what you had to do to rehab and put yourself in a position to be back on the football field Friday night.
First week I popped my shoulder out of socket. I came in on a lineman that was pulling on the line and got hit. I've been doing a lot of physical therapy, you know, because I wanted to get back into it and be back out there with my boys. And I know that this is a really big week for us, and I want to make sure that I'll be 100% for it.
All right. So, obviously, what's kind of your view? You hear all the time, Jared, that, you know, when players are on the sideline not playing, they're kind of coaching. And I know being a senior and maybe some of the younger guys on the defense, these last 2 to 3 weeks when you've had to sit out, have you kind of been an extension of the coaching staff and Coach Slebsky and the defensive coaches to help these kids prepare, especially the ones that took your position?
Yes, sir. What we do at Castle, you know, we run the same defense. Nothing's changed. You know, we do the same stuff that we've always done. And me being a senior and having 4 years of experience doing this stuff, you really get to build on your knowledge and get to play fast. And being able to share that with the younger guys, you know, is something that I there's nothing else I'd rather do, especially since I'm not in the position to wasn't in the position to play.
All right, so you got to be excited for the challenge coming up on Friday night with the game with Wright's big rivalry game. Both teams in second place chasing Memorial. You get Memorial at the end of the season. But just talk a little bit about this Wright's offense. And I guess, you know, when you watch film of them, Jared, you talk about their very talented freshman running back.
Yes, sir. They definitely do have some offensive threats. Watching film, you know, their O-line, it's going to be one of the tougher O-lines we've seen throughout the year. But I think, you know, with the work that we put in the summer and all the adversity that we faced, I think we'll get through it pretty good.
Well, as far as the defensive end, your key, certainly, you know, you've got outstanding running backs, wide receivers, but, I mean, I'm sure the word contained is going to be heard an awful lot from Coach Slepsky this week as far as your position is concerned and not letting rights get outside. So what do you've got to do just to kind of fight and make sure that you take the outside away?
Being a contained rusher, you know, we gotta play fast, we gotta be physical, and we gotta do our jobs mostly. And you know, that's things that they preach to us every single week. And at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to: who's gonna be the more fast and physical team. So,
you guys have a bunch of rivalries in this league. Where does the one with rights stack up with you?
Me, I take this game very personally. My freshman year, my brother was a defensive end as well, and he played. And, we had three reasons to spill our guts, and they made it on that board 2 years in a row. And every single day in the weight room, we would look at that board, you know, and we would think about that loss and what it meant to us. So, you know, this is a really big game for me, especially this is going to be my last time playing these guys.
All right, keys for the defense. I mean, you guys have been, you know, lights out since modern day. I mean, back-to-back shutouts and then holding a pretty talented Vincennes team to 7 points. What's been the key these last 3 weeks, Jared, for this defense to really be almost unscored upon?
Being disciplined, really. I think we played more disciplined. I think we played faster, especially on the D-line side. A few players stepping up, you know, because we've had some injuries. And I really think that everybody just pulling together is the main thing. We've got a group of guys. It's pretty unique for our team. You know, we've been playing together since we were little. I think it's just a unique position we're in because, you know, I mean, I've been playing with these guys since I was a foot tall.
Okay. All right, Jared, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Glad to hear that you're going to be back in uniform on Friday night. Good luck when you guys take on Wrights.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Jared Buchanan. We'll come back. We'll get the scattered report on the Panthers from head coach Doug Hurt when this Castle football show continues on ESPN 97.7
yes,
FM, The Ref.
Bentley Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bentley Land.
Come visit TF Ice Cream in Boonville. Discover all the delicious flavors of soft serve and fresh homemade hard ice cream. Also, be sure to try our delicious breakfast menu and specialty coffees, plus hot dogs, pretzels, walking tacos, and salads for lunch or anytime. We're also the proud home to Boonville's original and famous Durr's Sodas, strawberry, orange, pineapple, and cream soda, still made with Grandpa Durr's original recipe from 1889. Available on Fountain at TF Ice Cream in Boonville.
Have you seen interest rates for newer used cars? Make sure your car is in great shape to avoid those new high car payments. Call Mankey's Auto for a free car inspection. That's a 66-point inspection from our ASE-certified technicians. No job is too large or small. Call us at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment or check us out on the web at mankeysauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Mankey's Auto, a local shop in New Bern.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh is a proud supporter of Castle Athletics, located on Fruitwood Lane, right behind Starbucks and McDonald's. Hey, they have four self-service bays and two touchless bays, carpet cleaning, vacuum cleaners. They got it all there, and they've been in business for a long time. It's a super clean place. Cruisin' Wash there in Newburgh on Fruitwood Lane, proud supporters of Castle Athletics.
Jimmy John's fresh made sandwiches on their fresh made bread using hand sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Back here on the Castle Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon, Doug Hurt rejoining us. We'll coach you guys return home to Castle Stadium, John Lighty Field this week. Wright's Panthers come calling. They're coming in with a record of 4-1, along with Jasper. The three of you guys are all one game behind Memorial. You've got Memorial a little bit down the road here, so it goes without saying that this is one of those rivalry games, and you've got a lot of them on your schedule. But as you take a look at Coach Brunson's team, they come in 4-1. Your thoughts?
It's going to be a good football game, no doubt about it. And every time that these two teams get together, it tends to play out that way. There's probably, not a lot of love lost between the two teams over the years. And so history going back as far as I can remember of, interesting situations and the way things played out. But, at the end of the day, it's an SIAC football game. We're at home, which is, great for us. I think, we're playing a little bit better at home typically over the last couple seasons. You would think that's standard fare, but not always. I'm excited about the opportunity. I think our kids are going to be ready to go. You got 2 4-1 football teams, and, it's kind of from here on out, it's going to be a meat grinder a little bit, and the road does not get any easier. So, you might as well take one of the top teams in the conference and let's go sort it out and see who's better and move on from there.
Well, last week you had a deal with McCormick, big 230-pound running back for Vincennes, your defense, and now this week you get a very talented freshman that just kind of ran all over Central last week in their win over the Bears. Your defense, Doug, the first game, 33 points against North, 28 Modern Day, the game after that, and then since then you've given up 7 points. So talk about the defensive challenges you'll face this week with this running back from Wrights.
Well, I there are very few times on a scouting report, as we're going through it defensively, that, I go bold print and say this guy is the electric, and called him my high school Barry Sanders. And not only that, not how often do you do that? And it's a freshman, that kind of puts nightmares in Slepsky and myself's mind for years to come. But this kid's a real deal. I mean, he is really, really good. He's not very big, but he's super fast twitch. Where you watch him when he gets hit, there's a spring. You can tell that he's very difficult to bring down. He's probably 150 pounds soaking wet, but I have been blown away, and he's a big play guy. He can break tackles, but then he can beat you around the edge, to say the least. Cause for concern for the Knights, for sure.
All right, so just looking at statistics last week, Hunter Brochure is the quarterback for Central, had a big night against his right secondary, threw for over 300 yards in their loss. I know Morgan didn't have his best ball game the other night. Vincent's defense probably had an awful lot to do with that. But as you look at this Panther defense, how do you attack them? What would be the game plan going in to have some success at the end of the night?
Well, I think it really depends on how they come out and play us. I think that has a lot to do with it. As Tom Moore told me one time, there's real estate to be had. It's up to you to find it. And so, what are they giving us? What are they taking away? Those are going to be important things, and that's where you use the first few series. to try to match what they're doing and try to find weaknesses in coverage or in the structure of their front. And, you know, that's a process. And so, that, you know, a lot of times in a game, you'll see a team, you know, come out and start slow and then, you know, really start to pick it up once they figure out, as we talked with Vincennes, you know, when you get caught off guard a little bit, you know, you should always be prepared. But then, you know, maybe your kids are slow to adjust. You get over to the huddle sideline film and you start putting it on the iPads and, you know, a reminder here, we're doing X, Y, and Z, you know, and you know, you got to recover, revisit, reteach, and then you go out and you start playing a little bit better. The coordinator gets a feel for what's going on. But, you know, they're very solid defensively. I mean, they got two really stout defensive ends, 61. They're in, one of their interior D tackles, I think, is outstanding. And then you got the Coates kid, who's an all-league player, you know, in the middle. And so you kind of look around that defense and, you know, with us, you know, we're putting guys together right now, trying to, you know, we might cap some managers, you know, soon. And so, you know, you never get too high, you never get too low. You realize that, hey, we're just a few weeks away, you know, from giving up, you know, almost 60 points in two games. And now, you know, hey, Castle's really good on defense. Well, you know, you're only as good as your next performance, right? You know, or your last time out. And so, you know, we've got to continue to build our resume and yeah, I think Jeff will have a great plan. Coach Bennett always does, and our kids will be bought in, and I know that we'll compete our tails off. But, you know, they've got it. They've got a pretty good number of really good football players on that side of the field. So, no pun intended, you know, for the West Side audience out there, it won't be a cakewalk.
All right, we'll have it for everybody Friday night as well here on ESPN Radio. Castle and Wrights, both teams need this one to stay in the hunt for a conference championship, and we'll have it again for you Friday night. Doug Weather, appreciate a few minutes of your time as always, and all the best to you and the Knights on Friday night.
Thanks so much, Dan. It was a great time, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, that's Doug Hirth. This has been the Castle Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.